North of Shy, the Baird and Warner North Shore podcast. I'm Eric Schwinger, and I'm sitting here today with Catherine Leonard.
Hi, everybody.
Ian Robinson.
Good morning.
And Anthony Marabian.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners out there. Before we get started with today's episode, I just want to give a quick recap of North of Shy stats for 2023. So in 2023, we recorded 16 episodes of North of Shy. Those episodes were downloaded in 8 countries. Our biggest fans were in the cities of Chicago, Northbrook, Evanston, and Naperville. But we also had downloads in the Philippines, Canada, Mexico, and Germany, actually.
Woo-hoo!
Quite a few in
nice.
Germany. Yeah, I think I'm going to take credit for that. My last name is Schwinger. It's very German
sounding.
So
it's all you. It's
so I think that's why people are downloading us in Germany. That's right. Our 3 most popular episodes last year. Does anybody have any guesses of what they might be?
Well, it's not fair for me to answer because I get the emails with the data. So I won't answer the quiz, Eric.
All right. Well, we had some very popular episodes last year. Let me start with number 3. The 3rd most downloaded episode was The Power of Video with Matt Fetterman, our in-house videographer. That was an awesome one, if you guys remember that. The 2nd most popular episode was Mortgage Myth Busting with Bernard Duganzik, one of our favorite loan officers over at Key Mortgage. And our number 1 most downloaded episode of 2023 was Handling Multiple Offers with Lindy Goss and Emily McClintock out of our Evanston office.
Shout out to Evanston, just got to say.
A couple of rock stars out there in Evanston. Great work, guys, here in the studio. Thank you guys all for recording 16 valuable episodes. I hope our listeners out there found some value in the content that we're putting out there. And as always, if you have any ideas for a guest speaker or a topic for future episodes of North of Shy, please email us at northofshy@bairdwarner.com, and we'd be glad to have that conversation. All right. Well, why don't we get started with our first episode of 2024? What do you guys think?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. So we're sitting here in the studio today. It's January 25th, 2024. So we're just starting off this year. And let's take a few minutes to break out our crystal balls and see sort of what we expect to see this year in the Chicagoland market. What do you guys think? You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So what I'd like to do here to kind of just set the stage a little bit is I'll read a little bit of market data about what happened in 2023. And then I'll ask you guys a question about what you expect to see in 2024.
Good.
We'll just round robin it. You guys can hop in whenever you want to. If you feel like answering every question, great. If you just want to answer one or two of them because you don't really know what to say on the other ones, that's fine too.
Let's do it.
But I do promise that I will come back to you if your predictions are wrong, and I'll hold your feet to the fire at the end of 2024.
Oh, boy.
So be careful about what you say. Just kidding, of course. All right. So let's start with new listing. Starting in July of 2021, when we hit about 204,900 new listings, so almost 205,000 new listings, we began the slow march downward in new listing inventory. We dropped below 200,000 a couple months later. And we've seen pretty consistent decreases every month since then in the rolling 12 months data set. So again, these are all rolling 12 months data sets that I'm talking about here. Finishing December 2023 with a mere 131,962 listings for the rolling 12 months. So, you know, a high only 3 years ago of over 200,000.
Wow.
Now we're at 131,000 in the rolling 12 months data set. The only other time we got even close to this small a number of new listings was the first quarter of 2013, where we hit a low of 157,000. So 10 years ago, we hit 157,000. That's the next lowest point.
Yeah.
And that's still 25,000 more than we have right now in the rolling 12 months data set. So the conventional wisdom in the industry right now, I think we'd all agree, is that the root cause of this inventory shortage is mostly sellers who have low interest rates on their current homes and are unwilling to give up that low interest rate to relocate and end up with a home with a higher interest rate, right? Do you guys agree?
Yeah.
Kind of that rate lock that sellers are experiencing is really one of the main reasons why we're experiencing this shortage of inventory.
Yes, and I don't have numbers to throw at you, but I think you got to throw COVID in there at some point. Just the overall, the general malaise that people felt with a pandemic. Nobody's ever lived through that before, and I just think that whole shelter in place may be stuck a little bit and people are like, no, I'm good. I think we can't measure that, but there's a mentality in place also that added to it.
Yeah, there's both those issues clearly in a big picture way. In a small picture way, in much of the North Shore communities where we record our podcast, I think there's another issue that's even a longer term before COVID, which is there's not a lot of housing stock between the family home that a lot of people have lived in and the condo that they're not ready to go to. There's a lot of people, they want to downsize, but they prefer to downsize to a ranch home that would be a single family home as their next step in their life, rather than go from their large, you know, two-story home that they don't need anymore and they're starting to age and the stairs are becoming difficult.
Right.
They're not ready to pull the trigger and go to a condo. So there's a lot of people that are locked in because there's not the home that they want out there. So they just kind of stay put until they really literally have no choice. They physically can't handle it. And this is a long-term problem on the North Shore going back more than a decade.
Yeah,
that is keeping some of the inventory from coming on the market because they just don't know where they're going to go to. And you compound that with the low inventory, there's even less options for them.
It's a great point, because that's the fastest growing demographic is older people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's been going on for a while, but now more than ever.
Yeah. So that's a great point. The data that I'm referencing here is Chicagoland overall, the PMSA, which is basically the entire Chicago metro area. But that's a very good point. I didn't break it out for different regions like North Shore, but I'm sure that kind of trend is even
every area is different. Yeah. You know, if you're in some of the far out suburban areas, they are building new construction that is very appropriate for people to downsize to.
Right. That's going to ease the inventory shortage out there, maybe in some ways, but it's not really happening here in the North Shore.
It'll be the type of homes that people want. Yeah.
Right.
I can throw my hat in the ring from an Evanston standpoint for what that's worth. All of us get numbers every morning at 3 a.m. comparing today versus this day a year ago. And I can just say that our listing drafts number, so they're not live yet, but the drafts, so they're coming, is a number substantially higher than last year on this day.
So that's a great sign.
It's a great sign.
So that brings me to my crystal ball question for you guys on this topic. Ready? Do we think, generally speaking, a lot of these sellers who have been staying put for the last 2 or 3 years now, at least, will finally shake loose in 2024 and make that move that they've been putting off? Or are they going to continue to sit tight? So my question is, do we think, you know, 2023 was the lowest year for new listing inventory in, you know, basically in since InfoSparks has been keeping data, right? Since 2008 and probably long before then. Do we think that trend's going to continue in 2024? Or do we think we're going to end up 2024 with increased new listing inventory over 2023?
Eric, I think it's going to change, because just like Catherine said, in our own office, we have a lot of drafts coming in. And for this early in the year, we've been averaging about a listing every other day, which I'm very happy about.
Okay.
Yeah, and so that's quite a bit more than last year. So I think that's going to change this year. I think people are finally, you know, pull the trigger and do something this year.
So anecdotally speaking, you guys are seeing more listings in your offices. Presumably that's happening in other offices, and that's a trend that hopefully will continue.
Yeah, what my agents are telling me about the listings they either have in the works or that they have appointments set for seems to be quite a bit more activity than last year. However, I would say my projection for the year is, first of all, I don't know. Nobody knows, right? We don't know. If interest rates pop back up, if they pop back down, those can have a pretty big impact on the people that are interest rate sensitive. The people that I discussed a minute ago, that the older people that are kind of aging in place in a house that doesn't really work for them anymore, those people are not going to sell because of interest rate, because they still don't have a place to go, you know. So that demographic is not really going to change. So I, no matter what, I don't think we're going to see a massive flood of inventory coming on, but the inventory could come more in balance or even shift more towards buyer's advantage if the interest rates go higher and the buyers kind of pull out of the market and there's some more sellers coming in. We don't know. I think it's going to be a very interesting year to look back on at the end of the year. I think at the end of the year, it will probably be similar or a little bit better than last year is what I would project.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know.
Right. None of us know. This is just our crystal ball stuff, right? All right. Good stuff. Thank you, guys. So what I'm hearing is hopefully a little bit of an increase of building of inventory through 2024 as compared to 23, which was, you know, awfully low. And hopefully that spurs a little more, you know, transaction activity throughout the year, right? Because we know the buyer demand is there, right? There's no question the buyer demand is there. It's just a matter of getting the homes for them to buy, right? All right. Speaking of buyer demand, the month supply of homes for sale, which is, you know, I think a great measure of momentum in the marketplace, right? How many buyers are there? How much is the demand there as compared to the supply, right? It kind of takes into account supply and demand, right? Month supply. Mm-hmm. For the Chicagoland area was really remarkably stable for 2021, 22, and 23. In 2021, it was 1.9 months supply. And in both 2022 and 2023, it was 1.8 months supply. And again, we're looking at all of Chicagoland and rolling 12 months data sets here. That is stable, but it is certainly not sustainable. I think we can all agree with that, right? 1.8 month supply is not a sustainable, healthy marketplace in the long term. So we finished the year in December 2023 with only 11,699 homes for sale in the Chicagoland primary metropolitan statistical area. All of Chicagoland, what, 9 million people in Chicagoland PMSA and only 11,699 homes for sale. That's the lowest number of homes for sale in any month in the entire InfoSparks data set going back to 2008. That's just not enough inventory, right? If we look historically, excluding the abnormally high levels of inventory during the housing crisis when nobody was buying homes, and the abnormally low inventory levels of the pandemic where everybody was buying homes, we see the Chicagoland market generally hovers between about 4 to 5 months supply, which is a nice balanced market, maybe slightly favoring sellers and encouraging small but steady price appreciation year over year, right? That's what we saw between 2011 or 12 and 2020 until the pandemic hit, right? Nice balanced market, slowly on the upgrade, going kind of up and to the right, slowly, right? Not crazy swings, but pretty consistent. So the question I have for you is this. Will we continue to see demand outpacing supply in 2024, or will we see inventory build and trend back towards what we consider a more normal or balanced market in 2024?
Well, Eric, we would have to work through the buyers that we have in the marketplace. A lot of buyers are out there. I know agents in our office have buyers that they've been working with for over 6 months and absolutely cannot find a house for them. So I think we would have to work through that before we could have any kind of an inventory buildup. So I think we're going to be good, at least for most of 2024.
Okay.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the MRED reports, the first 2 weeks of this year, we saw more listings going under contract than we had those weeks last year. But then the third week, which was, you know, basically last week for us as we record this, the third week, we had quite a bit less going under contract. And at the beginning of the year, we did have the interest rate dropping, which probably made some of the buyers jump on things really quickly. And now, is it because the interest rates ticked up a little bit, or is it because the good inventory got bought in the first couple of weeks and there's not enough inventory that the buyers see as a value to pull the trigger on right now? And that's why the third week went down. Why that happened, we don't know. We just know it did happen.
Yeah, good point. I did see that in the Altos market reports too, that we had a spike in activity the first couple of weeks of the year, and then it's kind of trickled off. So there's a lot of optimism in the first couple of weeks, and now it's kind of been dampened a little bit. But
I'm going to throw in another amorphous idea. And I think that human nature is not famous for being patient. So I think there's going to be an element, again, not quantifiable probably, where people just say, I'm just tired of waiting. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell. I'm going to buy. And, you know, it's human nature. So I'm expecting that to kick in.
I would agree with that, Catherine. I feel like over the past couple of years, there's been a lot of people who put off the move because things weren't just quite right. Like you said earlier, the pandemic was happening, mm-hmm. you know, raging in 2020 mm-hmm. and into 2021. So a lot of people didn't want to move because of that. And then 2022 came around and the interest rates spiked so high. So people didn't want to move because of that. So I feel like there's this pent up inventory out there, shadow inventory, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call it. That's not on the market yet, but there's a lot of people who have put off moving since 2020 or 2021.
Right. And kids have and gotten now they bigger have to, and, right? and at some more point, numerous. And,
you got to make the move,
yeah,
right?
And absolutely.
So that's maybe my overly optimistic and rose-colored glasses view of what's going to happen here in 2024, but I sure hope that's
the case.
I think
it's human nature. Yeah. Enough already.
Yep. Great. All right. Two more questions for you. One on market time, which kind of ties into this inventory piece, and then one on closed sales. So Median market time in Chicagoland was another really interestingly stable metric over the past 3 years. And this is another great indicator of buyer demand. Market time hovered right around 14 days in the rolling 12 months data set. So seasonality is kind of washed out with that 12-month data set for the past 3 years. So for the past 3 years, right, 2023, 22, and 21, we hovered right around 14 days median
That's
market
incredible.
Time in Chicagoland, right, which is insane. Historically, when we go back to pre-pandemic times, that number generally hovers between about, you know, the mid-30s to the mid-50s. That's kind of median market time in Chicagoland when we're not dealing with a pandemic, right? Mm-hmm. So market time is a great measure of buyer demand, right? The lower the market time, that's an indication that there's a ton of demand out there because as soon as the property hits the market, it's going under contract, right? Immediate sales are a good way to kind of gauge buyer demand. So if market times are short and homes are selling quickly, we know the demand is outstripping supply, right? So taking everything into account, including interest rates and what's going on in the market right now, do we think we're going to see an increase, a decrease, or really no change in median market times in 2024 over 2023? Knowing that 2023 was about 14 days median market time in Chicago.
We said the inventory is likely to go up, so goes the days on market.
Okay.
To me, that's the easy answer.
Anybody have any other thoughts?
Well, I agree with Catherine, unless the interest rates go down a little bit at the same time, in which case the buyer traffic will pick up and keep pace with the inventory. So, yes, we don't know. We really don't know. You know, and then the other thing I think we need to think about as the industry, and if there's any consumers listening to this, is last year, in spite of these very low market, you know, market times and quick sales on listings and still lots of multiple offers, there was a lot of expired and canceled listings last year. Many of them on the market for 6 months to a year before they expired or canceled. In this kind of market environment, if something is not selling, that price is very off for where the buyers are seeing value. So part of our inventory challenge, I think, is that there's still sellers out there that are wanting to ask whatever they want for their property rather than what's realistic. So I urge the agents to make sure you are really reinforcing that with your clients. And if there's any consumers listening, please listen to your agent when they do the CMA. The data is the data. The past sales are past sales. It is generally pretty easy to come up with the range that you should be. Be realistic and you will sell. If you're not realistic, you're going to be expired and canceled. And the reality is in this market with the buyer demand, nobody should really be expiring or canceled.
Great point. Yeah. Okay. So I agree. The market time will be tied to inventory levels, right? I do think that there is enough buyer demand out there that even if inventory grows, there's still going to be pretty quick market times.
Yes.
But we'll see, right? Who knows? All right, last question for you guys. About closed sales in 2023 and what we expect to see in 2024. So there were 89,832 closed residential sales in the Chicagoland metro area in 2023. Okay, 89,000. Almost 90,000, just shy. That's about a 20% drop from 2022, previous year, and it's down from a high of just over 140,000 sales in the rolling 12 months leading up to 2021. So remember, the second half of 2020 and 2021 was really that pandemic frenzy, right? Mm-hmm. We had 140 sales in that period of time. Now we're down below 90,000 sales. You have to go back to mid-2011, which is, you know, over 13 years. Really, to find a lower number than 89,000. Generally speaking, the number of closed sales at any given 12-month period in Chicagoland hovers between about 105,000 and 120,000 annually. So that's kind of normal for us, right? We're down to 89,000. So the question I have for you is this. Do you think 1 year from now, sitting here in January of 2025, we're going to be looking at a number greater than or less than 89,000 for closed sales in 2024?
I believe that 2024 will have more sales just based on the activity and the pent-up demand that buyers have and also that sellers that are going to finally pull the trigger and do something.
Same. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. I agree.
It's unanimous.
Woo-hoo.
The market's going up, baby.
Strap
Let's go. All right. Well, that was great. Thank you, guys. I know it's always hard to make predictions like that, and who knows who's going to be right. We don't make the market. We just work in it, right?
Right.
But I think this was really fun, and I hope the listeners out there get something out of it. If you're an agent listening, let us know your thoughts. Shoot us an email at northofshy@bairdwarner.com. Or if you want to come on and join us and talk about the market or anything else, we'd love to have you.
Thanks for the great questions, Eric.
Yeah, my pleasure, guys. Great. Best of luck in 2024, and wish you guys all well. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you.